Okay, so Rav Sacks spoke about reading the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah, and it's based on the Mishnah Megillah. It's really a Takana Sezer. The Mishnah Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, tells us that Takana Sezer is that we read the Tochacha before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah. The two Tochachas, B'chukosai and Parshas Kisavah, before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah, respectively. And Tosos writes in Dibur Maskul Kolos, in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that they asked in the Beis HaMedrash Shel Rabbeinu Nissen, why do we split up the parshios of Nitzavim and Vayelech into two when there are two Shabbosos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, and we don't split up instead Matos and Maaseh, which are much longer parshios? So you would think that those would be the ones to split up rather than to split up Nitzavim and Vayelech, which are such a short parsha to begin with. So the question is even made stronger by the fact that the Gra and the Sifri writes that Nitzavim and Vayelech are in fact not two parshios. They're really one parsha. And so we're actually taking a single parsha and splitting it up. So why in the world, it's only Mechazik the Kasha, why in the world would we split up a single parsha rather than take, and such a short one, rather than take two longer parshios and split them up? So the Rivash in Chelek Pei Siman Dalid writes that the Yom Achron Shel Pesach on Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz is they would read, it sets us up like we had this year to read a different parsha than they're reading in Eretz Yisrael for some amount of time, that it takes, because for them they don't have Achron Shel Pesach, so they're continuing with the normal Seder Kriya. We do have an Achron Shel Pesach, so we do not continue with the normal Seder Kriya. We're reading a Yom Tov Leining. So at some point, we would catch up. And when's our first opportunity to catch up? First opportunity to catch up is mamish right then, the next week. And what do? We don't catch up. We don't even it out. What do? We wait all the way until Rosh Chodesh Av. I know people that went from America to Eretz Yisrael, back to America, back to Eretz Yisrael, back to America, all within the time that we hadn't caught up, missed two full parshios because of their travels, because they couldn't, because it was so uneven. Why in the world would we do that? Why would we leave it off for so long? That's the kasha of the Rivash. So Tosas suggests, answering the first question as to why it is that we split Nitzavim and Vayelech, and maybe this will help us answer both questions, that even though the Tochacha is primarily in Parshas Kisavo, Tosfos writes the Tochacha continues in Parshas Nitzavim. And the Takanas Ezra, Tichle Shana V'Kil Losehel, to read the Tochacha right before Rosh Hashanah is not fulfilled unless we also read Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. So we split Nitzavim in Vayelech in order to ensure that we read Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, and not just Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah, because if we were to keep Nitzavim and Vayelech together and split Matos and Maaseh, we'd end up reading Nitzavim after Rosh Hashanah, and that's an unacceptable outcome according to Tosos. So the Rivash says, based on that same type of logic, if there was this Takana Sezer that the Tochacha has to be read before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos, so it makes sense that the Tochacha of B'chukosai should be read before and immediately before Shavuos. If we would have caught up with Eretz Yisrael right after Pesach, then the Tochacha of B'chukosai would have been a week and a half before Shavuos instead of just days before Shavuos. And therefore, in order to keep, now in Eretz Yisrael they had no choice, so they couldn't do anything else, so they had to read it early. But we, who have a choice, because of the Achron Shel Pesach, we wanted to keep it, to make sure, to keep the Takanas Ezra as close to accurately as possible, and therefore, we have the Tochacha right before Rosh Hashanah, we have the Tochacha right before Shavuos. And with that idea, we could be miyashev what it says in Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph. In Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah talks about being Mosif Aliyos. When can you make a Hosafa in the laning? When can you not make a Hosafa in the laning? Rashi writes that it's all Taloi on Bittul Malacha. What that means is that if it's a day where people are going to be working, you can't make osafos because it's going to be mevatel people from doing malacha. It's going to be a tircha on the tzibur. So a day that it's mutter to do malacha, Rosh Chodesh, something like that, you would never make a hosafa. Shabbos and Yontif, mutter lahosif. You're allowed to add on Shabbos and Yontif because no one's doing malacha on Shabbos and Yontif anyway. That's Rashi. The Ran explains that no, the number of aliyos that we have is mochiach on the Kedushas Hayom. How many aliyos is a reflection of just how holy that day is. Rosh Chodesh is holier than a regular weekday, so we have four aliyos on Rosh Chodesh. Yom Tov is holier than Rosh Chodesh, five aliyos on Yom Tov. Yom Kippur is holier than Yom Tov, six aliyos on Yom HaKippurim. Holiest day of the year, Shabbos. Shabbos is what you chayev skila for when you violate, as opposed to kares and Yom HaKippurim, and therefore Shabbos has seven aliyos. So says the Ran, if there's a hosafa, it's going to ruin that differentiation of Kedushas Hayom on most of these days. I mean, what are you going to do on a Monday or Thursday? Be mosif an extra aliyah? Well, then you're turning it into Rosh Chodesh. You're treating it the same as a Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. What are you going to do on Rosh Chodesh? You're going to add an extra aliyah and make five aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh? Then you're treating it like a yontif. But Rosh Chodesh isn't a yontif. What, on a yontif, you can add an extra aliyah? You're treating it like Yom Kippur. It's not the same Kedushas Yom Kippur. And even Yom Kippur, you can't add an extra aliyah. You're treating it like a Shabbos. The only day that has no days above it, that has no days that has more Kedusha, where you can make Osefa, says the Ran, would turn out to be Shabbos. So Shabbos, you can make Osefos, because it's not a problem of making Osefa that you're treating it like a holier day than it really is. There is no holier day than it really is. So only on Shabbos, says the Ran, Machlokas, Rashi and the Ran, can you make Osefos on Yontif? Rashi says, what? Besides for Shabbos, does it? I don't know. So the machlokes would be Shabbos or whether you can make hosafos and yantif. According to Rashi, hosafos and yantif should not be a problem because there's no bitul malacha. According to the Ran Lechora, it would be a problem. So Rav Salvechik used to point out that we paskin that we don't add on yantif, like the Ran against Rashi. We paskin we don't make hosafos and yantif with one exception. There's one yantif where we make not just a few hosafos, we make a lot of hosafos. That's Simchas Torah. We have a chasim Torah and a chasim Bereshis. We're adding all of these aliyos to the regular yantif kriya. So what's the story? Why would we do that? Why would we mosif? And furthermore, he says, think about the Ran this way. The Ran had said that, what, it's a reflection of Kedushas Hayom. So what day is the holiest? Shabbos. What if you have Shabbos and yantif coincide? So you think, ooh, super holy. Not only is it Shabbos and the Yom Tov together. So you would think, oh, for sure you could make Hosafos on the Shabbos and Yom Tov. Have you ever seen it done? Do you ever see anyone be Mosif Aliyos on a Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's not done. It's never, ever done. Why is that? Why is it, if we paskin like the Ran, that it's a reflection of Kedushas Hayom, you would think Shabbos and Yom Tov is the ultimate Kedushas Hayom. So of course you'd be allowed to make Hosafos. So why is it that we don't do that? If you paskin like the Ran, that it's a reflection of Kedushas Hayom, no Yom Tov should be allowed to make Hosafos, including Simchas Torah. What's the pshat? So Rav Salvechik explained that the issue that we look at is not what day it is, but what the nature of the Kriyas HaTorah is on that day. On Simchas Torah, of course, it's a Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. So you would think, don't make Hosafos. But what's the Kriya on Simchas Torah? What's the Kriyas HaTorah of Simchas Torah? The Kriyas HaTorah on Simchas Torah is a Kriya of Shabbos, really. It's part of the cycle that we have the whole year. We read Vizos HaBracha to finish that cycle, the Shabbos cycle that's going the whole year. And therefore, as a Shabbos Kriya, we don't make Hosafos. When you have a Yom Tov that's Chal on Shabbos, what do we learn? What's the Kriya HaTorah? The Kriya HaTorah and Yom Tov that's Chal on Shabbos is not part of the Shabbos cycle of Kriya HaTorah. We read a special Kriya HaTorah for Yontif. So we're done in the Kriya HaTorah. If it's a Yontif Kriya HaTorah, so then you're not allowed to be mosif, because it's supposed to be a reflection. The Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to be a reflection of the Kedushas Yom Tov. So we're not allowed to make the Osafos by Yom Tov Kriyas HaTorah, even though we split it into seven Aliyos, because L'maisa, it is Shabbos, but in terms of the Halacha of making Osafos, we look at the nature of the Kriya rather than the day itself. In the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah says, Ein Mafsikin, during the klalos, that we're not supposed to stop and add an aliyah during the tochacha. And the Gemara Lamed Aleph and Beis gives two reasons. One of them is Musar Hashem B'nei Al Timas, that you shouldn't stop in the middle of Hashem's Musar. Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving it to us over the head, and he's giving us Musar. We shouldn't say, wait, give me a minute, excuse me, please pause. We don't stop in the middle of the Musar. Then the Gemara says, also, Ein Mevarchin Al Paranus. You don't make a bracha on Paranus. You're going to stop in the middle of the tocha. That's going to require a bracha at the end of the aliyah, a bracha prior to the next aliyah, and you don't want to make a bracha on the Paranus. So that's why we never stop with an aliyah with a davara. If we're in the middle of a davara, we read a few psukim further. We read till we get to something a little more cheerful, and that's where we stop the aliyah. Taz in Simon Kuf Lam Tesef Kut and Gimel, Anasim Tov Chav Tes and Hilchas Rosh Chodesh raises the question. The idea that Ein Mafsikin Beklalos is a Mishnah. So what's the Gemara doing? The Gemara is explaining, oh, you know why Ein Mafsikin Beklalos? Because you can't say a bracha. It's a problem saying a bracha and a davara. In the times of the Mishnah, they didn't say a bracha in every aliyah. The first Allah said a bracha before Kriyas HaTorah. The last Allah said a bracha after Kriyas HaTorah. How could you explain a halacha in the Mishnah based on the idea that people are going to be saying brachos by every aliyah? The Mishnah wasn't working with that system. It's a murderous kasha. It's a very, very strong kasha. How could it be that the reason we're not supposed to be mosif during the tocha is because Ein Mevarchin Al HaKlalos, there was no bracha on the Hosafa? And the Tos Yontov of there writes, yeah, that in Achinami, Reish Lakish is teretz, that we're not supposed to be mevarich on Paranus, is l'rav chedemilsa. In Achinami, we recognize that it's not pshat in the Mishnah, it can't be pshat in the Mishnah. However, not everyone agrees with that. The Taz writes, even though they weren't mevarich on those safos, the bracha that was made at the beginning was chal on all of the olim. Meaning, why is it that they weren't mevarich in the times of the Mishnah for each of the aliyos that person got? Because when you got up to read a new aliyah, you were still covered under the original bracha. So by making a new aliyah, even if you're not actually saying a bracha, but it's ki'ilu, you're saying, I'm latching on to that original bracha, and we don't want even you to latch on to a bracha in middle of a davara. So that's how the Taz understands. However, many of the Achronim have a different suggestion. And it happens to be the Taz writes in the Chassam Sofer writes that even Bizman HaTanoim they would say Baruch Hu on each and every Aliyah, and maybe that's what it was, that you don't want to even say Baruch Hu on each Aliyah. So that's another possible teret as to what the Gemara is talking about. So far, what do we have? What the question was, how can Reish Lakish explain in the Gemara that the reason we don't stop an aliyah, we don't make a new aliyah in the middle of the tocha, is because we're not supposed to be mevarich al Quranos, but they didn't make brachos on each aliyah back then. So we had the suggestion, l'rav chadimilsa, that ain achinami, he's not really explaining the Mishnah. We had the suggestion of the Taz, yeah, but you're latching on to the bracha, the original bracha that the original guy made. We have the suggestion, the third suggestion of the Chassam Sofer, that even though they wouldn't say a new bracha, but there was a new baruch hu each and every time. There was a new baruch hu each and every time. The Sefer Liv Yaschein writes that the minig of Bnei Ma'arava, of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, was to finish the Torah once every 3 years. So each year they would have to pick where to stop, and they couldn't choose to stop in the middle of the Tochacha. It wasn't that you make no Safa, it was a matter of in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah was talking about don't choose to make the end of that parsha in middle of the Tochacha. Meaning the whole question that we asked was assuming, so this is a fourth teretz. The whole question we asked was assuming our system, where we have Parshas Kisavo. So the parsha's going to end where we end Parshas Kisavo. Ooh, but in Eretz Yisrael, that's not the way they did it. They finished the Torah once every 3 years. So they could have ended anywhere. They could have stopped and finished the parsha anywhere and said a bracha there. So that's what it's telling us. Don't end the parsha over there. Don't end the parsha in the middle of the Tocha. However, a fifth approach, and this is brings it back to what we were talking about, suggested by a number of Achronim, the El Yerab in Simen Tav Chav Ches, Rabbi Kiveger in his Tosos, Rabbi Kiveger in Megillah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, the Nachlas Yaakov and Masechah Sofrim, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel, they all write, even in the times of the Mishnah, when they didn't make brachos on each and every Aliyah, they would say a bracha on the Tochacha. They would say a bracha on the Tochacha. Wow, why would they do that? So Sachs pointed out, what they're telling us is, look how seamlessly our calendar is set up, our Kriyas HaTorah is set up. You know, it's almost like, oh, coincidence, we happen to read Kisavo before Hashem. No, it's not a coincidence. They set it up in such a way where we're not only fulfilling our regular Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, by reading Parshas Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah, we're fulfilling a separate Takanas Ezra. It's a separate Kriya. It's like reading about Amalek, Parshas Zachar, before Purim. It's a separate Takana, a separate fulfillment. And when, just like by Parshas Zachar, you take out a new Sefer Torah and say a new Bracha, because it's separate Takanas Kriyas HaTorah, even in the times of the Mishnah, where there was one bracha at the beginning of laning, one bracha at the end of the laning, but when they got to a separate takana, like reading the Tocha, Tichla, Shana, Vikil, Losel, a separate takana, they would say a separate bracha. And therefore the Mishnah has to tell us that don't stop in the middle of the Tochacha, because that Enochinami would warrant a separate bracha. Svasemis just raises the question, Lamed Aleph and Beis, Maseches Megillah. He doesn't like this teretz because he said, yeah, we may have a separate bracha on the Tochacha, but why would you say that bracha if you stopped in the middle of the Tochacha? Why would you add another separate bracha if you stopped in the middle of the Tochacha? So according to Rikveger and El Yerabi, you'd have to say that just like the brachas in Klalos, where they answered Amen to each and every one of them, right? That's what Anu Kalam Amru Amen by each bracha by each klala. So maybe that's the way the Kriyas HaTorah would have worked. That if you would add a separate one, you'd add another Aliyah, that we would have to say a separate bracha because there has to be an Amen by each and every step of the Tochacha. But that answer that you see that the Tochacha is not Stam that we read; it's a separate Takana. It's a Takana Zezra that Dafka we have to read it at this time of the year. And what this also somewhat relates to, the reading of the Tocha in general, and what the nature of this Takana is, relates to what the Rambam dedicates Shorish Gimel and Sefer HaMitzvos to. The Rambam in Shorish Gimel and Sefer HaMitzvos writes that in order for something to be included in Taryag Mitzvos, it has to be a mitzvah that's no Heges Ludonos. So the Rambam disagrees with the Bahag, who counts many mitzvos that are only Harashah. For example, the Bahag and of Sadigon count the Brachos and the Klalos as one of the Taryag Mitzvos, as part of the Taryag Mitzvos. The Brachos and the Klalos, Har Grizim Har Evel, how many times did that happen in history? Once, one time in history. And they count it as part of the Taryag Mitzvos. So is it possible for us to fulfill Taryag Mitzvos? No, it was historical, it was a footnote in history that it happened once before the Knesset La'aretz, and yet they count it as part of the Taryag Mitzvah. So Rambam says, how could you possibly count that as part of the Taryag Mitzvah? It's not Noig L'doros, it happened once a long time ago. So the Ramban writes that sometimes the Maisa Mitzvah Zahra Sha'a and the Chalos and the Inyan that you're trying to achieve is also only L'Sha'a and Eino Chinami. That would not be counted as a Mitzvah, but sometimes you have a Maisa that's only done once. A Maisa that's only once in history. But the Inyan, the idea, the Chalos, that's Kayemes La'ad. That's going to be there forever. And then, says the Ramban, it would no longer be called a Horah Hashah. He says, that's what's going on with the Brachos and the Klolos. The Brachos and the Klolos are a Knisa Lebris. The Maisa of the Amida and Hargriz Marevel, just one time. It only happened once. But that Bris, that covenant that was sealed through those brachos and kolos, that's the olam ve'ed. That's l'dorei doros. And therefore, says the Ramban, it makes sense that the Rasag and that the Bahag would count in the minyan mitzvos. The Rav Yochum Frischel Perlau, in his commentary in the Rasag, writes that a different explanation, that there is a halacha l'doros that's derived from the tochcha. The Gemara Megillah Lamed Aleph and Beis quotes that the Tochcha and Sefer Vayikra is Belashon Rabin, whereas the Tochcha and Sefer Dvarim is Belashon Yachid. The Gra has Yesod in Divrei Eliyahu. Whenever the Torah speaks Belashon Rabin, it's always talking to each and every member of Klal Yisrael as individuals. Whenever the Torah speaks Belashon Yachid, it's talking about Knesset Yisrael as a singular unit. It sounds a little funny. When it's talking Belashon Rabin, so it's talking to the individual. Each person as an individual. When it's talking Belashon Yachid, it's talking about the Tzibur, it's talking about the mass. But it's not ironic, it's precise. Because when the Torah is talking Belashon Rabin, it's saying, if there are 100 people in this room right now, it's saying, you, and you, and you, and you, and you, so it's Belashon Rabin. When the Torah speaks Belashon Yachid, it's saying, our yeshiva. Klal Yisrael, a singular unit. That's the Lashon Yachid. And that's what the Gemara darshins. Usvartam lachem, the Gemara says, in Maseches Menachos, by Sfira Sa'omer, that you need Sfira l'kal echad ve'echad. How do we derive in need Sfira l'kal echad? So it tells us right, because it says lachem. Ulakachtem lachem by Yom HaRishon, Priya Tzada. You need l'kicha l'kal echad ve'echad. How do I know? Where do I see? It says Tosfos lachem, plural. If it says lachem, if it says it in plural, then we know it's saying that each and every person has a separate chiyuv. When it comes to counting yovel, for example, what does it say? Usafarta lecha, singular. When it comes to counting yovel, why singular? Why not plural? Because whose mitzvah is it to count yovel? It's Knesset Yisrael as a whole, represented by the Beis Nagadol. So the Beis Nagadol are the ones that count yovel. That's what the Grach points out in Shemitah v'Yovel Perek Yud, Machlokas Rambam Milagonim. How do you do the cheshbon of yovel? Meaning, when we were nohid yovel, I understand very easy. 7 Shemitah cycles, 49 years. Year 50 is yovel. And then the following year, you start again. What about when we don't even have a Yovel? Do we still count Yovel in the Cheshbon of the Shemitah cycles? Meaning, do we still count year 50 as part of the Cheshbon of the Shemitah cycles? Or do we say, no, Yovel is not Noeg, so forget about Yovel. You can't count year 50. So the Rambam writes that there's a Shnas HaYovel, we're just not Noeg the Din HaYovel. So year 50 is still a separate unit. We're just not knowing the dinim. The Gaonim, however, disagree, and they say, no, there's no Yovel year at all, b'zman hazeh. If we're not observing the dinim of Yovel, so then there's no Yovel b'zman hazeh. The Rambam, fascinatingly, the Rambam says, even though I disagree with the Gaonim, there are Torah HaGaonim Torehi, and therefore as a matter of Halacha, we should follow the Gaonim. And that's where the writer is masik on the Rambam. The one place where the Rambam says, you know what? Don't follow my opinion. Follow the opinion of the Gaonim. The writer says, no! Follow your opinion, Rambam! You have to follow... Don't give in to the Gaonim! We have to follow your opinion! So the Grach explains, we don't have a Shnas Yovel according to the Gaonim because we don't have a Kiddush of the Sanhedrin. Yovel is a function of the Sanhedrin being Mekadesh, the Yovel. How do I know it's a function of the Sanhedrin being Mekadesh, the Yovel? It's Safarta Lecha. In the singular, that means Knesset Yisrael. If Knesset Yisrael doesn't have a representative body to do this mitzvah for us, then we lack the ability to create a yovel, to make it that a yovel would even exist. It's similar to what Sachs always points out about Bal Tosef in Ve'eschanan and Re'eh, that Bal Tosef is the Yisrael. Bal Tosef is mentioned twice. Why mentioned twice? Once Belashon Yachid. Once Belashon Rabin, because there are two dinim of Bal Tosef. There's Bal Tosef on the Yachid. Don't put 4 parshios in your tefillin. Don't put 5. You should put 4. Don't put 5 parshios in your tefillin. That would be your own personal Bal Tosef. But then there's Bal Tosef on Takanos of the Tzibur, that the Rabbanim, as representatives of the Tzibur, shouldn't add to a Yom Tov, shouldn't do things that are going to, shouldn't add to the number of mitzvos that we have. And that's what the Rambam brings, a separate pasuk for each type of Bal Tosef. the tochecha in Vayikra, that was a long way of getting to the following point. The tochecha in Vayikra is B'lashon Rabbi. The tochecha in Kisavo is B'lashon Yachid. So says the Gra in Aderes Eliyahu, the tochecha in Vayikra is for each and every individual of Klal Yisrael. The tochecha in Kisavo is for the tzibur. And he says that's the pshat in Psukim in Parshas Nitzavim. A person is going to hear all of these curses and he's going to say in his heart, I'm okay. I'll do what I want to do. Shalom yeli, I'll be fine. Gra says, it's a half-lived fella. Did you read what we just read yesterday in Parshas Kisavo about all the things that are going to happen? All the horrific things that are going to happen if we don't listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And what a person's reaction is going to be, no big deal. I'll be all right. No big deal for me. Who on earth would say such a thing? How could that be? So says the Gra. No, you have to realize the tocha is on the tzibur. So each person himself might say, Shalom Yali. Yeah, the tzibur might suffer, but I'll be okay. You know, when as the market is crashing, I shorted all my stocks. You know, I went in the other direction. I'll be okay. I'm going to be okay. The reason it says a B'lashon Yachid is L'Rabos Doros Achrav. That's the Tzibur. But Vaday, every single person also has to have a Pachad and to hear the Musar and the Tochcha. That's what the Parsha Mitzvah is telling us. I understand the psychology. You hear that it's going to happen to the Tzibur and it's not directed at you. This is a psychological fact. When people think that something relates to the Tzibur, they don't immediately, if a trauma happens, traumatic experience, and there are a thousand, if there's one person around, that person will always help. If there are 1,000 people around, nobody's going to help. Because everyone thinks, somebody else, it's not really for me. What do you do if someone collapses and you need help in getting a person into an ambulance? The best thing to do is immediately start pointing at people. You call 911. You come here to help. Right? Why does that work? Because I have to feel like, you're talking to me as an individual. You're talking to me as an individual. I can't hide in the tzibur. That's it's psychological fact. So that's what we're saying. That b'shus yivyalech. That's it. Tzibur. It's not me. So that's what the Torah has to tell us. No, be on guard. We are part of that tzibur. Now we understand Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Sota Daf Lamed Zayin. We learn the inyan of arvus from the tochecha, because knisa lebris as a yachid is not arvus, but knisa lebris for Knesset Yisrael, that's arvus. Knisa lebris as a tzibur, that we're all now responsible for each other as a unit, as a tzibur. That's the tochecha b'lashon yachid. The Ritva in Hilchos Brachos Parakei quotes the union of arvus and the tochecha in this context. That is dafka in our tochecha of Parshas Kisavo. Rav Yochum Fishel Perla says maybe that's why the Bahag counts the tochecha in the minyan of mitzvos, because we learn arvus from the tochecha. So why is it we had the Ramban? Why is the Bahag count in the minyan of mitzvos? Because the chalos is l'doros. The chalos of the tochecha is the knisa lebris is l'doros. But maybe it's more than that. It's not just a knisa lebris l'doros. It's a sense of arvus that's created through the tochecha. And arvus is nogeh halacha l'maisa for many things. So that's what's noheg l'doros. So the shita of the Bahag l'chora is that there is a mitzvah of arvus. And according to this approach of Rav Yochum Fishel Perlau, why is the tocha, why is Har Grizim Har Eval counted as a mitzvah? Because it created arvus. And arvus is a mitzvah. So Rav Sacks said, that is a fascinating idea. That there's a separate mitzvah called arvus. And it's not just that arvus is a chelek of each and every mitzvah. You know, the Rambam writes, tshuva, Rambam never mentions a mitzvah of tshuva. It's unclear whether the Rambam holds there's a mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam says, when a person does tshuva, kishayasa tshuva, v'yashav mecheto, when a person does tshuva and he wants to do tshuva from his avera, so he has to do vidui, etc. Unclear whether he holds there's a mitzvah. The Or Samech says, no, clearly there has to be a mitzvah of tshuva. It's just that it's not an independent mitzvah. It's a chelek of each and every mitzvah. you have a mitzvah of tefillin. Along with that comes a mitzvah to do tshuva when you fail to do the mitzvah of tefillin properly. You have a mitzvah of sukkah. Along with that comes a mitzvah to do tshuva if you fail to do the mitzvah of sukkah properly. You have a lo sase, don't eat nevela. And along with that comes a mitzvah of tshuva should you be nichshel and eat nevela. That tshuva is an element of each and every mitzvah. It's not an independent mitzvah. So arvos also, one would have thought, naturally, that arvos is not a separate, independent mitzvah. It's a chelek of each and every mitzvah. That I have a mitzvah of shofar, along with that comes a responsibility to make sure everyone else does the mitzvah of shofar as well. I have a mitzvah of kiddush, along with that is a responsibility to make sure everyone else gets the mitzvah of kiddush as well, and therefore I can be motzi other people even though I was already yotzei. The Rambam maybe doesn't count the mitzvah of arvos because of that, because he holds that arvos is a chelek of each and every mitzvah, that it's not an independent mitzvah, whereas the Bahag apparently sees it as an independent mitzvah. Rabbi Kiveger, in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph, in Hilchas Kiddush, asks the points to the famous kasha of the Dagul Mervava. Anyone says the famous kasha of the Dagul Mervava, they're always talking about the same kasha. The famous kasha of the Dagul Mervava in Hilchas Kiddush, Dagul Mervava raises the question, according to the Rash and Maseches Brachos, that nashim are not bechlal arvos, that women are not included in the concept of arvos. Heich matzim yadeinu v'ragleinu, says the Dagul Mervava, how do we ever motzi our wives in Kiddush when we come home from shul on Friday night? Why is it a kasha? Because really, men and women are both chayiv in Kiddush midah reis and marshul stavchav brachas stavchav with shamar v'zachar. Women are obligated in Kiddush Daraisa just like men are. What does it take to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa? You have to say Divrei Shevach the Kiddush of Shabbos. You know when we first do that on Shabbos? When we daven Maariv on Friday night in Shul. We've already said Divrei Shevach the Kiddush of Shabbos. Right then and there, men are Yotzei, their mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush. Yeah, we go home, we say Kiddush Halakos again to be Yotzei, the mitzvah Drabanan of Kiddush Halakos. But the mitzvah Daraisa, we were already Yotzei. What about our wives who didn't daven Maariv? They were never Yotzei, the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush. They're waiting for their husbands to come home to be Motzi them in Kiddush. How in the world are the husbands going to be Motzi them? The women are still Chayiv Midaraisa, the men are only Chayiv Midrabanan. So normally, okay, Yotza, Motzi. I was already Yotzei, mitzvah, I could still be Motzi other people. Why? Because of Arvus, I could be Motzi, someone in a mitzvah, even though I was already Yotzei. But women aren't included in Arvus. If a woman can't be Motzi a man, because she doesn't have Arvus for a man, maybe Arvus is a two-way street, asks the Dagul Mervava. And maybe just like she can't be Motzi a man can't be Motzi her, if he was already Yotzei the mitzvah. That's the kasha of the Dagul Mervava. Says Rabbi Kiveger in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. Where do we get this idea that there's no arvos for women? It's a rush in the Maseches Brachos. Maybe all the rush meant, and if you look at the rush, it's clear that this is what the rush meant, that Rabbi Kiveger is correct. All the rush meant is that women are not included in arvos in those mitzvos that they're pater from anyway. But any mitzvah that a woman is chayiv in, of course she's included in the arvos in that mitzvah. Why? Why would that be so? Why would women be included in arvos for mitzvahs that they're chayivin, but pater in arvos for mitzvahs that they're pater from? Because arvos is not a separate thing called, not a separate mitzvah called arvos that you're either in or you're out. Arvos is a chelek of each and every mitzvah. If it's a chelek of each and every mitzvah, so when a woman becomes chayiv in a mitzvah like kiddush, she's included in the arvos of kiddush as well. She's pater from Birchas HaMazon, because we talk about Bris and Torah, and these things are things that are not nogea to a woman, so Rechiv and Birchas HaMazon is only midrabanan, and that's the context of that rush. That's where the rush says she's not bichlal arvus. Rav Sacks didn't point this out, but if you look carefully at the rush and at the Dagul Mervava misquotes the rush. And that's the premise of his whole question. And in what way does he misquote it? He says, Nashim, the Rush says, Nashim are not bechlal arvos. That's not what the Rush says. The Rush says, Nashim are not bechlal ha arvos, with a hey, ha arvos. Why do you say ha arvos? The arvos of this mitzvah. Not that there's a rule, women aren't included in arvos. Ha'arvus. This mitzvah that we're talking about, Birchas HaMazon, where they're not chayiv midaraisa, memela, they're not included in Arvus, because they're not included in that mitzvah. But any mitzvah that they are included in, any mitzvah that they are chayiv in, of course they're going to be chayiv in Arvus. So that was this machlokas, where the women are chayiv in Birchas HaMazon, midaraisa, midrabanan, machlokas in the Gemara. So Tosa says they should be potter because they're not included in Brits and Torah. So Tosa says, how can you say that the chayavos that could be motzi man that are potter from Brits and Torah? So Rabbi Akiva writes that a woman could be motzi a man in Birchas HaMazon because the man would just have to say Brits and Torah. So the Chikri Lev disagrees. Says since women are chayiv and arvos, so they could be motzi men as well. It's lechor Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso. Arvos is not just something you say. Oh, women are included in, and therefore they could be motzi men, you know, to the extent that they're included in arvos. No, to the extent that they're part of the mitzvah. Arvos is a chelek of each and every mitzvah. So if they're included in that mitzvah in total, then they're included in the arvos of that mitzvah. If Arvus is in the minyan of mitzvahs, like the Bahag and the Rasag have, so the Chorah then, it's not a chelik of each and every mitzvah, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. One of the ikarim of Yom Narayim is that there's a chavas hayachid and there's a chavas hatzibur. That we have this sense of Lashon Yachid and Lashon Rabin. The Lashon Yachid representing the chavas hatzibur. That we do things as a tzibur. Tefillah happens on both levels. It happens yachid, each and every individual has a chiyuv to daven, but there's the tefillas hatzibur that Rav Soloveitchik used to like to talk about. As a tzibur, we have to approach the Ribono Shel Olam. Shofar, it's a chavas hayachid and a chavas hatzibur. And that's the reason we have a tochacha, that we should understand, going right before Rosh Hashanah, we should understand that this message of the tochacha, that it's not enough that we're good Jews, we've taken care of what we have to do. So long as there are others that aren't living as they should, as they ought to be, that are not Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, that is our problem. That we have a communal responsibility. And that's what we're highlighting right before Rosh Hashanah through the Tocha. A Tocha B'Lashon Yachid. To remind ourselves that if it's B'Lashon Yachid, this is for the entire tzibur. And we dare not say ki b'shrius livi eilech, that it's all going to be fine by me because I have my house in order. I don't have my house in order if everybody else doesn't have theirs in order. That's the message l'chora of the tochacha.